Cody, and welcome to the Next Step to Success podcast, where we talk about relevant topics, discuss tips, and have important conversations in AgriLife Extension.
This is Daryl Drumgoole, Associate Professor and Extension Specialist with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, with Season 2, Episode 7 of Next Step to Success podcast. Today we're going to visit a little bit about, to talk a little bit about some of the posts that we've had lately on our blog related to program development and in particular working with program area committees. We have with us today Mr. Anthony Notardis. Anthony is a County Extension Agent for Ag and Natural Resources in DeWitt County and has a long tenured history of being able to work very effectively with program area committees. Why don't you tell a little bit about yourself and kind of what your background is?
Okay, Daryl, thank you for inviting me to this podcast this morning. Anthony Notardis, County Extension Agent for Ag and Natural Resources in DeWitt County. I have been in DeWitt County 24 years now, actually, as county agent here. Prior to that, I was assistant county agent up in Bowie County, Texas. Coming into the county here, it was a really busy county with a lot going on with the previous county extension agent before me. And so for me to come into DeWitt County and to keep these programs running and being effective, the committee system was the only way to go. It was very important for me to move on in to this county and get meeting with these committees right away. So as a young county extension agent back then, the committees are really what helped to keep for me to know what was going on in the county and to keep things going the right way.
Okay. Well, thank you, Anthony. It's hard to believe you've been in DeWitt County for 24 years. That's a long time in one county.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, tell me a little bit about, you know, really, what is the purpose? Why do we have program area committees? What's the, you know, help agents understand the, you know, what the reason is behind having a program area committee?
To me, quite honestly, to make it really short, Daryl, the role of the committee is to identify the issues for whatever particular commodity area you're working in. You know, like for my beef and forage committee, I'm in the county and I kind of know things that are going on. But until you get those committee members together and discuss, and get them brainstorming, that's when you really know what those issues are out in the county in those particular areas. So quite simply, it's to help identify those issues. And then we move forward with trying to address those issues.
Okay. Myself and others have co-authored several articles that we've posted on our website for agents related to really kind of some of the characteristics that research has shown of a good program area committee member and what equates to a successful program area committee. Give us your thoughts on, you know, what do you think? You know, we know what the research says, but, you know, you're out there as a practitioner in the field doing the work, and many times that is, you know, way more valuable sometimes than what we see from research that's more theoretical. So tell me some things that you see as being some important characteristics of a program area committee to be successful.
Okay. Daryl, for me, quite honestly, it's to have the right people on that committee, to be kind of diverse and represents all areas of the county, but to be right people, and by right people, it doesn't necessarily be the people that think the way that you think, but just people that are out there in whatever area that they're in for whatever particular committee, and they're folks that really kind of have their finger on the pulse of what's going on in that particular area. You know, you got to have the right people for one, and you've got to have people that are wanting to see things done in that area, whatever that particular area are. They want to see changes. They want to see education happen in those areas, and they have a lot of ideals. And you want people that aren't necessarily your friend and think like you, because sometimes that's not good either. You want people that are that think differently, and so that you can get in a room together and talk and kind of see all sides of the issue. And you want people that'll come to the meetings, that'll come to meetings and are passionate about coming to the meetings and want to come to the meetings and share their ideals. Sometimes you got to be a little bit careful with people that come and they really want to just push their one ideal, their one thought, and are really, really, you know, bold in trying to get one particular thing done. So you got to be careful there. But just really people that just, like I said, that they have a good finger on the pulse of what's going on in our community, in our area, and in that phase of agriculture or whatever committee, you know, whatever group that you're working with.
Good. So, you know, one of the things I picked up on that you talked about was that you had to have the right, mainly have the right people on the committee, and I fully agree with that, and I think the research that I referenced a while ago certainly supports that. But you know, could you boil it down to, am I fair to say that we could boil it down to say we want visionaries on these committees?
Yes, sir. That's right. That's kind of what I mean when I was saying finger on the pulse of the, mm-hmm. I think maybe I didn't say it very well, but folks that are visionary thinking, that are looking ahead and want things to happen in that particular area. Mm-hmm. So, yes, sir.
Good. Okay. We're going to have a lot of agents, I hope, listen to this podcast because very, very honestly, this provides some real good insights to how to work with committees. But what are some tips that you might have for agents that are, you know, in a county that's working with committees to ensure that the program area committee is effective and active?
To me, every county and every committee is probably going to be different. So you want to develop your committee around people that can meet at particular times. You know, having a committee meeting doesn't just mean that it's going to be Tuesday at 7, 8 p.m. You've got to know those people and when the best time to meet is. It may be a morning meeting for like my row crops farmers. They want to meet in the morning and they want to breakfast. So that row crops committee, you know, doing those, scheduling the meeting the way they want it gets them there. And so, or it might be my beef and pork committee. They like to meet at noon. That's the best time for them to eat at meat at noon. And they like to have a noon meal. So you need to know that committee and when's the best time for that group of people to meet. What do they want? Do they want a meal or not want a meal? They want something quick. Do they want an evening program? So you've got to manage that committee. You kind of got to know, you know, the best time and place to meet with those folks. Other tips, you know, and I kind of said this at the beginning, you want folks that are, like you said, visionary in thinking, but folks that are really passionate and want to come to a meeting and meet and offer their ideals or their thoughts. You want people that want to be at the meeting. You don't want folks that are like, oh, gosh, Anthony sent me another notice and we got another meeting that week. You know, you don't want those kind of folks. You want folks that want to come to that meeting. In fact, many times my folks will come to me in my office and say, hey, when are we meeting again? You know, I got some ideals on some stuff. And, you know, those are the kind of people you want that are really passionate, want to meet, and want to tell their tale, I guess.
Okay. You know, something I always believed, and I think you'll agree with this, Anthony, is that we also need to give these committee members something special. They need to get something they're not going to get somewhere else. If we can give them a little insight to something that's going on in the industry, it gives them a little bit of a edge. It feels like they know something that nobody else in the county where they feel special. I think that has a lot to do with people's participation. I think the research shows and bears out, and I think you could probably see this, is that when we do that one of the reasons people want to be on a committee and will be a part of a committee is because they want to educate themselves too. And they see that as an avenue to educate themselves and to become more proficient in whatever area that they might be working in. Would you agree with that?
Yes, sir, I agree. And I agree a lot of those folks feel a little closer to us, AgriLife Extension to A&M, by being part of the committee. And when we meet, oftentimes, we're relaying information, probably, Darrell, that really isn't out there yet. So I agree with that. A lot of that just kind of happens by happenstance. And uh-huh. Some of that is design, where we'll actually have some sort of the committee meeting be a training session, Also, some other tips that I would say that I didn't mention, Darrell, it's extremely important to have this meeting well organized. So yourself and your chairman of your committee meeting either over the phone before the meeting, maybe share some emails and or meet face-to-face in the office and let the chairman know, between the chairman and you, put the agenda together, that there's an agenda that you are following, that every committee member, when you sit down in that meeting, starts at 7 o'clock in the morning, they look and they see that there's 6 items on this agenda and it's going to flow and we're going to get done. Some of the worst meetings that I've been a part of that aren't my meetings, but that I've been a part of, is you just come in and start talking and there's no agenda and it just kind of goes all over the world. And so an agenda to me is real important. And at that meeting, your meetings will hopefully, in most cases, be over in about an hour. People's time is important. There's some cases that it's less time than that, and there's some cases that will go a little longer than that. But we try to shoot for that hour so people can get in and get on in about their business. Most of these folks are involved in a lot of things, not just with their job, but in their community. So you want it to be concise, and crisp. And when they sit down in the meeting and it flows and we get done in about an hour time. Other things, of course, simple things that everybody should know, but maybe don't sometimes think about it, is a good set of minutes to start that meeting on what happened the meeting before, because like I said, folks are busy. And so when you sit down and we look at the minutes and discuss, what was it that we discussed before to get everybody back fresh on their mind. Of course, you want to get those sent out after the meetings as well, but a lot of folks, they kind of forget it until you're set back down meeting, and then you have that good set of minutes that we can review before you start that meeting.
Absolutely. Something me and you've talked about back in the days when I was actually supervising you was the fact that people, when they come to a committee meeting, they don't just begin thinking about trends. They don't begin thinking about what's going on. They don't think about the committee business immediately. It's not like flipping on a light switch. Sometimes I think agents need to be willing and be prepared to ask some probing questions to help get the committee's dialogue going, to help them to think about, what we're trying to get accomplished and how we're going to get there and those kind of things, to be able to really, really ask those probing questions, I think is very important. And I think that's a skill that I've observed that you very much have, in being able to probe and to drill down to get to the root of the problem and to address issues. And so, anyway, you might want to comment on that real quick, is how you've done that and how you've been successful in doing that.
Darrell, I think probably to be successful in that area, depending on what ag group you're meeting with, the row crops or beef and forage or whatever it is, is kind of be on top of it yourself as a county extension agent on things that are going on in your area and in that field. And then when you and to listen to people that are coming in and out of your offices throughout the year, and some of those things that come up. And so then when you sit down and I actually put some of those on the agenda.
Okay. Well, good. Well, thank you, Anthony. And we appreciate you taking time today to provide us some insights and some thoughts that you might have related to working effectively with the program area committee. And I tell you, this was fun. I enjoyed having this conversation, and maybe we can do this again sometime if you have some time.
Yes, sir. I thank you for asking. I'm going to make one last point, unless time is running real short.
Okay.
With the committees is to don't have meetings just to have meetings, just to have people sign in sheets that you punch that ticket. These meetings got to be something that are meaningful. And I think we said that, but I think there's nothing worse. And I've been part of groups, not extension, that just kind of have meetings to have meetings. People don't like that, and they quit coming. So
absolutely.
They've got to be purposeful.
Absolutely.
I want to end on that note.
Very good. That's a good note to end on. Well, again, thank you, Anthony, and we will catch you at another time, and maybe we can visit about some other topics somewhere down the line.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Tomgo.
You bet.
Thank you for listening to our podcast today. We hope you took away some great advice. If you like this show, please be sure to share the podcast with fellow Extension educators. And if you would like more information about the topics discussed in today's podcast, please check out our website at od.tamu.edu or call Daryl Drumgoole at 979-845-0855. Stay tuned for future Next Step to Success podcasts.